Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We use pseudonyms to remain anonymous so we can keep our jobs, because believe it or not, as much as we trash talk them, we love our jobs. I'd like to give a special thank you to our new Patreon donor, Miss Lisa S. Thank you for your support. If you'd like to get some teacher swag or just help support Teacher Needs a Drink and get to hear some exclusive content, join Teacher Needs a Drink Patreon for as low as $5. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is also sponsored by Lud Lamb Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you are a theater teacher or know one in your building, send them to ludlamdramatics.com. That's LudLamDram. If you have something you'd like for us to share here on Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can even send us an email through the contact page on our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. We have a new episode out every Wednesday. Enjoy episode 40!
It's a tasty button.
All right. Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host. And with me today, I have Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
Hi, Elvis.
And also returning, joining us today is Ms. Shirley Temper.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
And also with us today, returning Ms. Sparkles.
Hey, y'all.
I am excited to have you guys back. My God, the world is crazy right now. And just to be upfront about emotional and mental, man, I am a mess. I've been dealing with crazy anxiety. I went and saw my drug dealer shrink, and I'm trying new drugs to try to, you know, mellow me out.
I'm definitely going through what I'm going to term a quarantine regression. Ever since the governor stated, like, nah, we're going back to school. But nobody can seem to figure out how that's going to work with keeping everyone safe. So now I'm going through quarantine regression.
Yeah, stress is a thing. It's a horrible week to get like an allergy-induced head cold where you just can't taste shit. Ooh. And it turns out, nope, it's just allergies and you can't taste. No, it's okay. You don't have corona, but ugh, it's... It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. The best thing to do is just wear a fucking mask and stay home.
As far as, like, my mental state, I have a crick in my neck. I've had it for 3 weeks, and it's weird, and I'm convinced I have cancer and I'm dying, which is totally normal, right, when you have a sore neck. And next week I have to go to my dermatologist. We have a history of skin cancer in my family. It's a very scary thing. And every time I go and I have something like taken off and biopsied, I have about, you know, a week where I'm like, well, I'm dying. I need to get my affairs in order. And so this is just a great time. It's a great time, guys. And I cried in the bathtub thinking about the school year because I'm scared. I know. I have a lot of feelings, guys.
Oh. It's an appropriate time to have feelings, which sucks because normally this is summer. This is when we're supposed to be relaxing and chilling. But no, shit keeps hitting the fan. And then different flavors of shit hit other fans that aren't even supposed to be on right now. And it's just not cool at all. And it sucks. I was trying to relax and have my Zen moment. And then I got an email from the superintendent of my own children's school. And number one, this dumb motherfucker can't even read a teleprompter. It sounds like he had a gun pointed at him and like a load in his diaper. So I was annoyed just having to watch his video. But then just saying all of these possibilities, he's like, I would like to hear our parents' opinions on what we should do. I'm like, oh my God, you are a doctor. Oh God. You should be able to speak publicly. Anyway, that's off topic, but just the various things from, you know, should we just do online anyway and just say fuck it to the school year? And I was like, what? You guys are really considering that? Oh my God, that's... But then again, on the other hand, I don't want my kids to be forced into the school the whole time. And then they had one last thing. It was like, you know what? By new state mandates, we wouldn't be allowed to bus kids. So would you be able to get your children to school if there's no bus? I'm like, oh, shit.
My district, the teachers found out via Facebook today what our district's plan is. So that was fun. Pretty much what the nearest big district to us is doing. Kids will have the option of attending in person or doing online. And if they start off doing online, then at the end of each 6 weeks, they'll have the option of whether they want to come into school or go back or continue doing online. But there's been no word yet about what that's going to mean for teachers as far as whether they're going to have every single teacher doing online and in person, or whether they're going to have like one person per campus just be the dedicated virtual person and then everybody else is focusing on the in-person stuff. But I don't, like, none of those details were given, so we're just like, oh cool. So basically I still don't know what I'm planning right now.
It's a little unnerving to try and plan things, and especially as a fine arts teacher, we haven't gotten any guidance on what happens in the classes where kids kind of have to be close together. What happens in choir? Are they going to be allowed to sing? I don't know. So we're, you know, my friends and I in my building, we're all just kind of like planning for the best, but expecting the worst is what I think. Our school district has not given us any guidance. We don't know what the plans are.
And we've received zero information. We have nothing. Not a thing. It's very frustrating. What's also kind of I'm not a huge fan of is I believe drill team and cheer are practicing and they are quote unquote social distancing, but not a single one of them had a mask on. And they did a like news thing on our local news. And all like, I just wanted to put my head through a window.
That is such bullshit.
It's so dumb. What are you doing? I have a lot of feelings.
You deserve the feelings. We all have them. And right now, pretty much from the top, the ball has been dropped and punted. Mm-hmm. And so everyone else is just trying to make sense of it. But it's hard. I mean, all of us have been in a position where we've had a bad admin or bad leadership or even been on a team where we're kind of faulty. And like, okay, well, what are we going to do? Well, we won't know until Shirley comes up with a schedule. Well, Shirley can't come up with a schedule till this. But this is going nationwide. Like, well, is the state going to be allowed to shut down? Are they going to waive things? Are we going to have to pretend it's business as usual? Because that's what they said they wanted to do. I mean, we're kind of in a really, really fucked up situation because right now we have no leadership at the top.
Like, literally from the president down, There is no guidance to anyone about what it is we're supposed to be doing at all. And there hasn't been this entire time. And I think there was like a faux sense of optimism, I think, when our state started reopening, because initially it sounded like, you know, the stages would have several weeks between them and there would be a real focus on the science and making sure that we weren't doing things too quickly. And then next thing you know, everybody's just out and about pretending like nothing's ever happened. And of course, now our caseload is spiking all over the nation. To all of our dear listeners, if you are in a state where the cases are just going up and up and up like us, you are in our thoughts and our minds and we're sending you positive energy. But keep your ass at home. And if you can't keep your ass at home, wear a mask.
Our head of education, Betsy DeVos, Carol Baskins, has done jack shit to address new standards or anything. She has literally spent the last 3 months allocating it so that private religious schools can get public schools funding and has not done anything. She has literally said she has not addressed how to make it safer for teachers and students, which you would think as the head of the Department of Education might be your goal.
As far as I'm concerned, Betsy DeVos is a pizza burn on the mouth of humanity, and she is Dolores Umbridge incarnate. If they try to do standardized testing for the 2021 school year, I will probably end up in a jail somewhere. So, you know, y'all start a GoFundMe for my bail, because
that would be the worst thing they could possibly do. Like,
right? In the world. I think
Georgia is even thinking about like, oh, we're just getting rid of it for next year. So everybody follow Georgia's lead. Fuck standardized testing.
Okay, y'all, this is from the Reddits by Meals Cut Oats. And just like that, it's all over. It's been a tumultuous year, to say the least. I loved my students and they loved me, but in May, I was offered a job at a private school in another city and I took it. I was given a last day, June 16th, but I didn't realize that the second June 16th was over, I would be completely locked out of all access to anything connected to my email address. I can't look up a student's email address. I can't even access the results of their AP exam so I'll know how they did. I can't access their old standardized test scores so I can remember how we did. I can't access my financial statements. I can't see old emails or responses to online work. I backed up some of my work, but not all of it. I can only contact the few people whose numbers I have. The thing is, even until June 16th, I was still getting emails from students who didn't realize the school year was over. Some students that I really loved and who loved me were still trying to figure out how to use Google Classroom or had only just gotten internet access. So I know that most of my students don't realize I'm gone. There are some students I knew but who weren't enrolled in my classes who I never said goodbye to. It breaks my heart to think of some of them probably have tried to email me since June 16th. Do they get an automated reply, or do they think I'm ignoring them? My principal tried to get access to my email again, but her request was denied this morning because she doesn't have the authority to request that in such a big district. Cutting me out so coldly feels cruel. Students hadn't even received their grades yet for the year. It is what it is, and I need to find a way to be at peace with it. But my heart is heavy, and I just needed a place to vent to people who might understand. COVID-19 took away so many lives and did so many worse things than this, but right now I am heartbroken that she took away my goodbye.
That sucks.
That was so sad.
Yeah.
And it's also odd, just on the offside, that at June 16th, there were kids who were just now figuring out how to do Google Classroom at the end of the year. But, you know, it sucks. And it sucks when you can't say goodbye.
Like, depending on where they were, though, their schedules, like, they may have closed down at different times or something. They may not have been out for as long or something.
Unpopular opinion. Here I go. I'm sometimes what's known as a bitch. If you knew June 16th was last day, you should have been ready. Because when I was reading it, I was kind of like, well, yeah. I mean, I'm super sympathetic. Man, that sucks. It sucks the principal was trying to help and couldn't make it work. I think that's some nonsense. I think if the principal says do it, you do it. However, you knew what was going to happen, even if you didn't really know what was going to happen. You might have, should have, I don't know.
But the last day of school isn't the last day of your contract. Like, in our district, they told everybody, if you're resigning, the last day of school is May, whatever it was. But the last day of your contract is XYZ day, whatever it is. And that's the day you get locked out, is the last day of your contract. So I do think it's kind of weird that they were like, last day of school, bye, sucker, get fucked.
Depending on when grades were due and if they had any kind of a final, getting those things entered. And that seems really strange to have the absolute access denied cutoff be the actual last day of school. It seems like there would be a lot of loose ends to wrap up.
There's a chance that might not have been the last day. It just says she was given a last day, June 16th. That she didn't realize. It could have just been like, hey, okay, well, your pay stops June 16th, and she thought maybe she'd have a few days to get her crap out of the building. But so I feel bad for her. That's a shitty situation. It's like when I have let's imagine that I have this beautiful photo album, and it's sitting in my car, and then my car drives into a river. Like, oh, that sucks. Well, maybe I could have kept those pictures somewhere better.
Exactly. But I think it's just a good reminder for everybody that if you don't have, like, the band app for your classes or a remind, it's just good practice for those types of things because, you know, then you can get the word out in an appropriate way and not a creepy, I'm friends with my teacher on social media way.
From Reddit user Mellifluous Redditor, I saw one of my favorite kindergartners, now in second grade, with her dad in Walmart. She shook my hand and asked, how are you faring during these unprecedented times? Good, I hope? Drinking plenty of water and resting well, yes? Followed by a gentle hand squeeze and, you're in my prayers. She sounded and looked just like Mom, with the most concerned yet reassuring expression on her little 7-year-old face. Dad and I laughed, and she said, oh, that's just how Mama greets everyone now. You know how my mama is. I love middle school. Those little instances like this remind me how much I enjoyed the little ones, too. I told her I was doing well and that I finished the first part of my big teacher test. I just took the 5001 Praxis last night from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Gotta love those Praxis tests at home time slots.
No!
She gave me a little celebratory dance and said she knew I did well because I'm the queen of smarty pants and smartest, bestest teacher ever. And y'all, I actually almost cried. Passing the elementary section was a big achievement for me, and her telling me she believed in me when no one else in my life does hit me in the feels in a way I wasn't prepared for.
Isn't it amazing how a seven-year-old can render you to tears of joy?
No.
Or at least happiness? That's amazing.
If seven-year-olds were like that all the time, I would consider teaching elementary school.
Instead, they're like, I thought you weren't going to eat Whataburger anymore because you're on a diet. And I'm like, fuck you, you little narc. I can't stand these kids now.
I don't know if this is speaking from experience or anything.
Elvis, Jesus.
Imagine your dream house, whatever that house may be. Think of all the details you would like this home to possess, including furniture. You are suddenly given the opportunity to trade wherever you live now for this hypothetical home, and your mortgage will be whatever you currently pay. The home will be in roughly the same location as your current residence. However, there is one odd caveat. This dream house is buried 2 miles underground. When you look out the windows, all you will see is dirt. In order to enter the residence, you will have to take an elevator that travels down the 2-mile shaft at high speed. It's about a 5-minute trip. And the elevator is comfortable, and there is a staff located above ground that provides 24/7 maintenance on the elevator. If something breaks or goes wrong with the elevator, you will be rescued immediately. Would you accept this underground dream home? Anyone?
Nah, son. Nah. If this quarantine has driven anything home for me, it's that I love my backyard and I need to be able to go outside and experience non-air-conditioned air and sunshine and trees and stuff. And I think I would be really depressed. Like, no matter how good the fake lighting is, no matter how good the picture when, you know, pictures are, I think it would just, knowing that it was buried underground, also a little claustrophobic. Yeah. So I'm going with no thanks. I'm good.
I would.
It's because you're a vampire.
I am. I'm totally a vampire. I mean, there's no thing that you can't go outside. You just have to go back up the elevator. If you need to go outside, you just go up. And in the meantime, it would be quiet and peaceful. I don't know about y'all, but my dream house would have, like, the library from Beauty and the Beast. So I'm going to be fine, y'all. I'm going to be fine.
One of my favorite simple joys is peeing outside my backyard. And if I have to wait 5 minutes to ride in an elevator.
Mr. O'Hare does that, too. Why do you menfolk do that?
Wait.
Because we can. You just unzip. You can put your arms in a Christ-like pose and head and chin up. And just take a deep breath and release.
Elvis, pause.
Yes, Sparkles.
Bunny?
Yeah?
This is a thing men do in their yard?
Mine does.
Oh, we're not getting a yard. Sorry, dog.
My yard. Yeah, my boy does it too.
No, okay.
I don't want to wait 5 minutes in the elevator ride to take a leak. I can guarantee that Mr. Temper pees outside in the backyard.
I went to college with Mr. Temper, so yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Mr. Temper pee in the backyard.
That is wrong. Dear listener,
you're just jealous.
In your backyards, and my lady listeners, do not allow the menfolk in your life to tell you they can pee in the backyard.
Ironically, my male child today, we were outside at an ice cream place. It was just us. We were outside on the patio, and he had to go to the bathroom, and they didn't have a bathroom. And he goes, well, if there was a tree, I'd be fine, but all the cars would see my wiener. And I was like, excuse me? Excuse me? And he was like, I pee outside, Mom. I'm a dude.
That's not a thing.
And we're good at it. No, it is very much.
Oh my God.
Peeing outside and finding porn in the woods are two rites of male passage.
Okay, what?
You guys haven't heard. You're girls, that's why.
Witch I corn, know about finding corn in the woods, you jerk.
I don't.
It was a very common passage of guys my age. So I was born in 79, so my age of enlightenment was late 80s, early 90s. And we didn't have, of course, the internet with all of its bounty. And there was many times where we'd just be doing like kid shit, running through woods, you know, whatever we're doing. And you'd find like some Playboy or penthouse just like hidden behind a tree. And everyone would be like, oh, my God. And you'd look at it. But then you'd leave it because no one could take it back to their house. And you really don't want to bring like an old, you know, outside magazine in. And then it'd be gone. But then like 3 months later, just randomly, you'd be like playing in the playground, like, and there'd be like a bag full of porn by a dumpster.
What?
And if you look online, look on Reddit, it's a thing nationwide where apparently for a while people would just ditch porn in the woods and kids would find it and then pass it. They'd pay it forward like that delightful movie with Haley Joel Osment. And going back to the whole thing about a 5-minute elevator ride, how many times have you had to pee and you're getting home like, oh my God, I gotta go, and like start fumbling with the keys and locking the door, like screw the groceries, I'll come back to the car after I pee. Imagine doing that on a 5-minute car ride. And I have crotch goblins. Miss Shirley Temper has kids. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass? Okay, do you need to pee before we go up for the air? No, I'm fine. As soon as the thing boing. I really have to. You'd end up having a piss bucket.
Chamber pot. I would chamber pot it up. Yeah, I'd be like, you just use the chamber pot. We'll turn our backs.
And if you're living with sparkles, you wouldn't be able to pee outside the elevator.
It says the elevator is comfortable, so maybe there's a bathroom in your elevator.
I can see that, like getting in with something like, oh, did you have asparagus? Oh, God. Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I really appreciate all of you being here. A special thank you to Miss Shirley Temper.
Always a pleasure.
Miss Bunny O'Hare, it was wonderful having you here.
Thanks for having me back.
And Miss Sparkles, someday you will find the joy of peeing outside.
Nope. I am an indoorsy type, so I will remain peeing in the appropriate place. Thank you.
Okay, wait. I just thought of something that's very close. It's comparable to it. You live down in the South. You lived in a coastal area for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Outdoor showers are like the best things in the world. We're at a beach where they're enclosed. You can strip down, wash all the sand off completely naked. It's one of the best things in the world. Imagine that, but you get to pee.
You know, we don't all strip down in the outdoor shower, right?
You're missing out on so much. Anyway, everyone, deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is brought to you thanks to Lud Lamb Dramatics and, of course, all of our Patreon donors. Please, 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 if you can, sign up for $5 and get some of our exclusive audio content from Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank my guest host today, Ms. Bunny O'Hare, Ms. Shirley Temper, and Ms. Sparkles. And, of course, a big hug and kiss to Ms. Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this. Please, if you can, find one person and tell them all about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Remember to subscribe, share, and that's all I really got. Love you guys. See you in a week. Bye.
I was at a Halloween party 2 years ago, and I was in a very specific costume that took a lot of effort, and I was actually not drinking at the time. I was a sober lady, but I really had to go to the bathroom, and the porta potty was nasty, and we were in the woods, and I was like, you know what? I got this. So in my, like, 5 or 6 inch hooker heels, I tiptoe on my tippy toes to a tree, and I have like 7 layers to get off, and then I have to do the hunch because I don't want to pee on my shoes and on my pantyhose, and I'm doing it, and I'm proud, and I see a guy, same idea, coming towards me, and in a panic, I yell, "It's occupied! I'm not here!" And he was like, "I'm sorry," and he like went the other way. There are few things that I've been more proud of than doing that.
Amazing.
I didn't fall in my pee and I didn't step in it. And it was a great day.